BBC News with Marion Marshall. Italy's new Prime Minister, Mario Monti, has easily won a vote of confidence in the upper house of Parliament after outlining his plans to tackle the country's economic problems and cut its debt. He said austerity measures would be balanced by economic growth and social fairness. From Rome, here's Alan Johnston.
Before the confidence vote, Prime Minister Mario Monti told the Senate of the urgent need to tackle the nation's dire economic problems. He then set out his austerity program. It'll include rigorous control of government spending, more tax, and a major drive against those who try to evade it. Efforts to stimulate growth will also be a priority, and Mr. Monti said that in all the reforms to come, he'd work for a fairer society.
The authorities in the United States have charged a man, accused of firing two shots at the White House last week, with attempting to assassinate the president. Oscar Ramiro Ortega Hernandez, who's 21 and from Idaho, appeared in court in Pennsylvania a day after he was arrested. Mr. Ortega Hernandez is alleged to have fired shots from an assault rifle, cracking a window in the living quarters of the president, who was away at the time. The five permanent members of the UN Security Council, plus Germany, have expressed their concern about Iran's nuclear program. They agreed a draft resolution at a meeting of the United Nations Nuclear Agency, the IAEA, in Vienna, calling for clarification about whether Iran's nuclear work has a possible military dimension. From Vienna, here's Bethany Bell.
The six big powers have managed to hammer out a resolution which is aimed at increasing diplomatic pressure on Iran. It expresses deep and increasing concern about Tehran's nuclear aims. Diplomats called it a compromise text. Western states would have preferred stronger language and a possible referral of Iran to the UN Security Council. But Russia and China were more reluctant. The head of the IAEA, Yuki Amano, says Iran has a case to answer about its nuclear work, but Iran insists its activities are peaceful.
The Emir of Kuwait has ordered the security forces to take all necessary measures to maintain order after several thousand protesters briefly occupied Parliament on Wednesday. Sheikh Sabah al-Ahmed al-Sabah told the BBC that no tolerance would be shown over any violation of state institutions. Our World Affairs correspondent Peter Biles reports.
The Kuwaiti Prime Minister's Chief of Staff, Mohammed Abdullah al-Sabah, has told the BBC that a group of opposition parliamentarians led youths in storming the Parliament building. He described what happened as systemic anarchy and said the MPs had not been able to pass a bill through constitutional means. Anger over corruption allegations involving MPs has been growing in recent months, although Kuwait has so far been largely untouched by the unrest elsewhere in the Arab world.
World News from the BBC. The Russian Foreign Minister, Sergei Lavrov, has said the Syrian opposition's increasing use of armed force in its efforts to topple President Assad risks plunging Syria into full-scale civil war. Russia has so far opposed tougher international sanctions on Syria, which has long been one of its key allies in the Middle East. The Brazilian police have begun investigating an oil spill in an offshore field operated by the US company Chevron after an environmental group said it was much larger than initially reported. Ships are working to disperse the slick off the coast of Rio de Janeiro state, and Chevron says it's plugged the leaking well. Brazil's energy minister has said Chevron will be severely punished if it's found to have failed in its environmental responsibilities. Switzerland's top court has finally ruled in a legal battle over the right to walk naked in the Alps. The federal court threw out an appeal by a man who was fined after hiking past a family picnic area with no clothes on. From Bern, here's Imogen Folks.
Naked hiking has become an increasingly popular pastime, and a tiny Canton Appenzell has become a favourite spot for people from across Europe who like to hike wearing only a good pair of boots. But Appenzell is a deeply devout and conservative canton, and the influx of naked hikers has offended many locals. The new ruling applies to the entire country, meaning Switzerland has become rather chilly for naked hikers. They may now have to look for a country which offers them a warmer welcome.
Forbes magazine has published its first list of Africa's 40 richest people, saying it indicates the growing global importance of the continent. Six African countries are represented on the list, which is topped by a Nigerian cement mogul, Aliko Dangote, whose fortune exceeds $10 billion. Egypt has the most billionaires on the continent. There are no women on the list. BBC News.